Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain's got a low battery warning flashing brighter than your phone's screen. Yeah, me too. And that's why we're diving into something crucial today, managing burnout with self-care prioritization. We're talking about reclaiming your energy, finding your focus again, and feeling genuinely good in the middle of all the chaos. Because let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup. Now I know what you're thinking. Self-care. That sounds like a bubble bath and a face mask. Don't get me wrong, those are awesome. But self-care is so much more than that. It's about intentionally investing in your well-being physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. Think of it like this. Your body and mind are high-performance machines. They need regular maintenance to run smoothly. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you manage burnout and prioritize self-care like a boss. First up, awareness is your superpower. Pay attention to those subtle signs that you're heading towards burnout. Feeling constantly drained. Irritable at the drop of a hat. Struggling to concentrate. These are all red flags, my friend. Don't ignore them. Acknowledge them, understand them, and then take action. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. You know that feeling when you overcommit and suddenly find yourself drowning in responsibilities. Yeah, it's a recipe for burnout city. Learn to say no gracefully, delegate tasks whenever possible, and protect your time like it's gold. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Now schedule some me time. Seriously, put it in your calendar. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day for reading, meditating, taking a walk, or simply doing nothing, make time for activities that recharge you. You deserve it. Think of it like refueling your car without it. You're going nowhere fast. Fuel your body right. We all know the importance of eating healthy and staying hydrated, but when we're stressed, it's easy to reach for unhealthy comfort foods and skip those water breaks. Make a conscious effort to nourish yourself with whole foods, plenty of water, and get enough sleep. It might sound basic, but it makes a world of difference. Finally, connect with your tribe. We humans are social creatures, and we need connection to thrive. Surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up, make you laugh, and remind you that you're not alone on this journey. Speaking of connection, remember that time I was working on a big project deadline, feeling totally overwhelmed, and my friend Sarah just showed up at my door with a pizza and Netflix. She didn't try to fix anything or give me advice, she just let me vent, share my stress, and enjoy some mindless fun. That simple act of showing up meant the world to me, helped me de-stress, and reminded me that I had support. It's the small acts of kindness and connection that can make a huge difference in managing burnout. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your limits, set healthy boundaries, prioritize your time, fuel your body right, and connect with your tribe. These actions aren't just about feeling good, they're about building resilience and creating a life that feels sustainable and fulfilling. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care strategies for managing stress and burnout? Share them in the comments below, let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix for more daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice. Until next time, keep brainstorming and keep boosting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.